Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton. On today's episode, I want to talk about note-taking, but first I've got a couple of call-ins. One of them is from Colin Green, Spike Pit, and he's cheering me on for my success I mentioned in one of my prior podcasts about my Pay What You Want PDF on one bookshelf. Take it away, Colin.
Larry, yay! Excellent news, mate. Glad you're having a good time. It sounds like you're having fun. You're keeping yourself busy, that's for sure. I'm going to get myself over to Drive Through RPG when I've got a few things out of my in-tray. I'm a bit snowed under and I keep taking on more. That's why you haven't, anybody who's seen stuff of mine up on G+, I haven't posted anything there for a little while. So glad it's going good for you, mate. Triple figures on your thing is excellent. And I'm sure that's only 72 hours in. It's only going to go from strength to strength. And, you're a braver man than me. So for that, I salute you, sir.
Hey, Colin, thanks for that. That means a lot to me. I really appreciate, your input on everybody else's podcast and your input on what I've done and just supporting one another. That's what the hobby's all about. So thanks a lot. Next up is first time caller, Glenn Hallstrom, Old Man Grognard himself. He hosts the Radio Grognard podcast. Take it away, Glenn.
Hi, Larry. Old Man Grognard here. Hey, I just listened to your episode zero. I'm just starting to listen to these, and that is pretty good. You got some interesting viewpoints, and they pretty much fall in line with me about the minimalism and the simplistic. And I'm also the guy who didn't really catch on to basic until I got involved in Save or Die about 8 years ago. And I didn't know anything about it because I started on AD&D First Edition too. So there you go. Also, I didn't know about UConn. That's very interesting. I didn't know about the Techmel connection, and I didn't know it was heavily OSR. I'm hoping someday you're going to come down to Dallas for North Texas RPG Con in June, because that is, to me, the OSR mecca right there. Gary Con's good, but Dallas is better. That's all I can say. North Texas RPG Con. Anyway, keep the shows up. It sounds great, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks, Glenn. That means a lot to me. Somebody that's got a lot more experience with the broadcasting acting angle than I do. I've listened to your podcasts and watched several of your videos and enjoy those. As far as North Texas, that's on my list. I was debating about going this past summer. I'm going to see what I can do to make that happen come this next year. So hopefully we'll get to meet face to face. I really like Gary Con. That's my favorite con. I've heard a lot of good things about North Texas. People said if you like the OSR, the three cons to go to are Gary Con, Game Hole Con, and North Texas Con, and I would add UConn. The problem with UConn is it's quite often the same weekend as Game Hole Con because of football. So this year I'll be at UConn and not Game Hole Con, but maybe we'll get to finally meet come June. Well, before I get on to the main topic, two or three episodes ago, I had bad audio quality, and it sounded like I was off in the distance or down a well, and that was the episode that I recorded a video and audio for a podcast at the same time. The video has the same problem, and it was something very simple, operator error. My Blue Yeti microphone is on a swing arm, and I forgot to swing it over in front of me before I started talking. So when it was 2 feet away, it was too far away to get a good sound quality. Plus, I've got it set for talking on the side of the microphone that faces me when it's closer to me. So when it was way over there, it was not optimal. So apologies for that. But I said what I wanted to say. I got it right in that take, and I just didn't want to do it again. So laziness on my part. So now on to note-taking. I'm going to be putting up an article on my blog about note-taking. I started this article several years ago, and it was in my list of drafts I noticed over Labor Day weekend, and I kind of cleaned it up some, and I'm going to go ahead and post that. Note-taking is good to get ideas down so you've got them for later, but you have to organize it, because if you can't find it later when you want it, what good is writing it down? And I've had many systems to keep organized over the years. Way back in junior high and high school, the Trapper Keeper, all of us grognards from back in the day, and the Trapper Keeper, I don't know if they even still make those anymore. I've seen things kind of like that. But I was organized and lean. I had all my notes in one notebook for each class, the dividers, and everything was just so I could find it when I needed it. It was perfect. Well, when I get to college and I got lazy. And after college and working life, I tried different systems, and I basically settled on a day timer. And after a few years of that, I got where I was using less and less of its features. I basically used the calendar and a place to write down mileage when I drove someplace. And now I've got kind of a mishmash of things that I use. There's the ubiquitous cell phone, and I've got my Google Calendar to keep track of appointments and whatnot. I use Evernote to put grocery lists and make notes about stuff in if I am away from a notebook I try to carry with me. And that kind of gets me through times when I'm away from home. I work from home, so all my notes are all in one place. My work spot is real close to my home computer, so I can turn from one to the other if I need to. And organizing my thoughts, I use different programs on my computer. There's one I've used for over 20 years called NoteTab. It's a programmable text editor. It's got outlines, and there's all kinds of stuff. The one big thing is it doesn't have standard text highlighting. It'll highlight web pages, and it'll do a few other kinds of highlights, like the hyperlinks that you can link between documents, but it doesn't do all the time always on text highlighting like a more modern one does. I really like it, and I've gotten so used to its custom script language that trying to get away from it, and I've got hundreds of little things to do different things. I use it for both work and personal stuff. I've got all kinds of stuff in there. I use it every day, both work and for personal stuff. Most of my personal stuff is game related, whether my game, my PDFs, my blog, my podcast, you name it. But ideas that I get that I don't have time to type them up, I really like the idea of a bullet journal. Because with a bullet journal, the idea behind it is you make it fit the way you work. There's different ways to go about it. Some people get more organized in detail with it. Some have a different group of pages for all kinds of stuff. Some people go quote unquote hog wild and make their bullet journals a work of art. Well, if you've got time to be doing that, you must have the cleanest house and the most neatly kept yard in the world to have time to do that. Your laundry must always be folded and put away, and your dishwasher must always be empty, because you're on top of it if you've got time to do that. For me, it needs to be functional, and it needs to help me get things done. When I've adhered to following the bullet journal, I kick butt on getting things done because it's quick, it's simple. I've sort of got my system figured out, and implementing that with my gaming stuff has really made a big difference for me. On G+, there's a bullet journal community for game masters, and they've had some discussions about using bullet journals for players. And there's as many different ways to do a bullet journal as there are people doing bullet journals. While I would love to do all the fancy art and whatnot on one, sure, on a gaming bullet journal, I get an idea for something. I can do up a map. I can try to sketch out a chart or something within my limited artistic skills. But you don't have to draw on it and make it fancy. It just needs to be functional. So you've got a list of things you need to get done, a time frame to get them done. You put the ones that you need to get done on a certain day on the page for that day, and you check them off. If you don't get them done, you move them to the next day. You review things at the end of the day. You review things at the end of the week. You review things at the end of the month, at the end of the year. And it just helps you really focus. For me, the big thing about note-taking is it's a brain dump. It gets stuff off my mind so I don't forget it, so I don't have to keep thinking about it or worry about it. And related to note-taking is when I've got stuff on my mind and I just can't seem to unwind or get to sleep at night, I can journal and just freeform write it out until it's done. And the best thing about a bullet journal and note-taking is organizing your thoughts, helping get all the various bits and pieces of paper that end up everywhere, because that's my bad habit, is I'll grab a piece of scrap paper and scribble something on it. Well, then I can't find it, or when I do find it, I can't read it because I wrote it too fast. So that's the main thing. Take your time, write neatly so you can read it later, and organize it. So I'd be curious about anybody else out there using bullet journals. I know a few years ago, Matt Jackson was writing on his blog and on G+ about how he really liked the bullet journal concept and some of the things he did with that. I'm not aware of anybody else off the top of my head that really does a lot with that. I am working on a video idea about bullet journals that I've had for, I don't know, 6-7 months that I've kind of been banging away on a article for the blog that'll kind of be the framework for a script. So maybe someday I'll get that figured out. I just have to pull things together a little more concisely and to the point and figure out how to get the video to work with that. So what do you use for note taking? Do you do it all on your phone? Do you do it all in a notebook? Do you do it all on note cards? Do you do it with a journal, whether a bullet journal or some other kind of journal? What works for you? I look forward to hearing what you have to say. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me today. And game on. And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the many other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die YouTube channel, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all my various social media. To check out more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of RPGs and games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse World by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting the word out is important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on what PDF I publish next on One Bookshelf. You can check out my first Pay What You Want PDF at either DriveThruRPG or RPG Now. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!